down to the stationery store. Been there many times before. On the shelf, there is some new rubber cement and Jiffy markers too. All these products are at standards high, but only one thing can make him fly. His name is Stan, he's a whiteout man. To his nose, snorts just as hard as he knows. His brain cells pop like you've never seen. His brain is like a popcorn machine. Takes a ride out to his school with him, where he's approached by a girl named Kim.
"Excuse me, can I borrow some of that?"
she said.
"I really enjoy having a light head."
"Betcha, just help yourself. It's fresh, right from the stationery store shelf." She took the bottle and slipped away, and all her worries flew away. She's high as a rocket, headed for space. You can see her satisfaction by the look on her face.
"Thanks, Whiteout Man, you're the best."
A sign of thanks, she showed him her chest. Lunch bell rang, it was time to eat. It was a time of fear for little Fat Pete. Every lunch hour, the school bully came. Little Fat Pete's lunch money, the school bully claimed. Bully beat and robbed him just like before. Poor Fat Pete's head was very sore. Just then, Whiteout Man arrived on the scene.
"Go away, Whiteout Man, or I'll rip out your spleen."
He took out some whiteout, squirted him in the eye. Watched it burn and bleed and fry.
"Ah, my eyes! I can't see!"
"That's what you get for messing with me."
Pete said, "Thanks, Whiteout Man. You're the best."
"You're welcome, Pete, but you don't have to show me your chest." Pete took out some aspirin to soothe his head. Whiteout Man said, "Here, sniff Whiteout instead." That Pete did so and felt a lot better. His head was now light as a feather. He walked away happy as can be from the wrath of the bully. He was now free. And Whiteout Man brightened yet another day. He made a difference.